You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nick Akridge of PFF. Nick, should the Commanders trade two first-round picks and then some for Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I've kind of gone back and forth on this for a while, and I've started to lean towards yes. I just think this level of pass rusher, this level of defensive player just doesn't come around very often. Yeah, it's going to cost you, but I think the level of this team has already kind of shown that they can get to, you know, one win away from the Super Bowl. I think you go all in, you put all your chips in and go for the best defensive player in the NFL.
Should they be heavily involved in the trade market in general? I mean, obviously, you know, Myles Garrett's kind of a special case. You have to give up a ton. But is this the type of thing where you go, no, let's hoard these draft picks because we're going to have some free agency money to spend? Should they be capitalizing? Like, what should they be majoring in here, Nick?
Yeah, usually I lean on the side of kind of keeping those draft picks. I think keeping those and drafting and developing your own guys is key to any, you know, organization taking a step to the next level. Outside of the Myles Garrett one, that's kind of the only trade that I would really kind of be comfortable with. You know, usually other teams are letting these guys go for a reason. So thinking of like a Cooper Kupp or a Deebo Samuel, it's not something that I would kind of spend capital on, even though it would probably not be as high as obviously as Myles Garrett. But I just don't think that level of player is really going to do much for you. When I think that you can kind of spend that on some draft picks and then focus your money on free agency.
Nick, tell me I'm wrong, but I would imagine that you would be okay with Cooper Kupp or Deebo Samuel if those guys are released and then could sign with Washington on new deals.
Yeah, I think if like you said, if they are released, I think you definitely take a nice solid look at it. I mean, Cooper Kupp is not really the same player he's been the past couple of years. I haven't really watched too much of Deebo, but something was a little bit off this past year, but I think he could fit in pretty nicely in, you know, Cliff Kingsbury's offense. So I think you definitely take a look at them if they're, you know, if they make their way to free agency.
Assuming they don't trade for Myles Garrett and have their full allotment of picks, what positions do you say you should probably try to fill those through the draft? And what positions do you go free agency or otherwise?
That's tough because I do think that, you know, it's weird saying this about a team that just came off of a conference championship appearance, but I still think there's a ton of holes on this team. And I think that they should be looking in the draft to go best player available, whether that is wide receiver or edge defender. The draft is loaded with defensive line talent, so you can see them sort of doing that. But if you get one of those wide receivers that kind of fall towards, you know, their pick, you know, someone like Ibuka or, you know, Matthew Golden from Texas, I think that's kind of where you would go. I like drafting wide receivers. I think that's kind of where you get the best value from them. And then I think you can kind of pick and choose on the free agency market when it comes to defensive players, like we saw them do last year.
Nick, what are your hottest takes on the free agents to be for the Commanders in terms of guys that you think maybe they should try to bring back and shouldn't?
I think – I don't know how hot of a take this is, but I think that Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz, if they are, you know, willing to play another year, I think they got to be must re-signs. I think what Zach Ertz did for Jaden Daniels this past year was you know, it was just perfect. It was a perfect fit. He's still so good at route running, even though he's not the most athletic tight end. He's still one of the best tight ends at getting open against man coverage or zone coverage. And I think Bobby Wagner is still playing some fantastic defense, especially in the run game. He saved a lot of issues on that defensive line. He's not the same as he was in coverage. We've all kind of seen that. But his leadership and what he can do in the run game, I think, is really important. So if they're willing to come back, I would be very, very into re-signing him.
Nick, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.